الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. The following is the prayer that is read at times of difficulty and calamity, at times of hardship, and at times of uneasiness and insecurity, instability of any nature, which is known in the Arabic language as Qunut Nazila. It is read in the Farad Salah, which are read aloud, and it is read in the last rakat, just as the Imam comes up from ruku'. He then reads the following dua.
Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahumma ihdina fi man hadayt wa 'afina fi man 'afayt wa tawallana fi man tawallayt wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt. وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت لك الحمد على ما قضيت ولك الشكر على ما أنعمت به وأوليت نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم ادفع عنا الغلاء والوباء والربا والزنا والزلازل والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وبك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الله أكبر
The translation of this prayer or this qunut is as follows. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided, and protect us with those whom you have protected, and befriend us with those whom you have befriended. and bless us in that which you have granted us, and safeguard us and keep us away from the difficult of that which you have preordained. For indeed, you are the one who decrees and decides, and no one decrees over you. Indeed, none shall be disgraced whom you have protected, and none shall be granted glory from those whom you have declared enmity against. Glory be unto you, O our Rabb, and exalted you are. To you belong all praise for whatever you have decreed, and to you belong all gratitude and thanks for whatever you have bestowed us with. We seek your forgiveness, O Allah. We seek your forgiveness for all our sins and misdeeds, and we declare our turning to you. O Allah, grant us enough consciousness of you that will create a barrier between us and your disobedience, and enough good deeds that will allow us to reach paradise, and enough conviction to make easy for us the difficulties of this material world, and grant us the best use of our faculties of hearing and sight, and all our strength for as long as you grant us life, and make such goodness be inherited from us, and let our successful revenge be upon those who have oppressed us, and assist us against those who fight us, and do not let our obstacles be in our religion, and do not allow this material world to become the main purpose of our existence, nor the height of our knowledge, and do not let our abode be hellfire. Rather, make paradise be our home and abode, and do not empower upon us, due to our misdeeds, he who is not conscious of you and does not have mercy upon us. O Allah, rectify for us our ability to follow our religion, for it is indeed our main issue, and rectify for us our livelihoods in this world, for our temporary living is definitely in it. And rectify for us our hereafter, which we are all heading to and returning to. And make our living a means of increase in all forms of goodness, and make our death a means of comfort from all forms of evil. O Allah, keep away from us all forms of inflation, and all forms of disease, and interest and usury, and adultery and fornication, and earthquakes and tremors, and calamities and difficulties and tests, those that are hidden and those that are apparent. O Allah, safeguard us in our homelands, and guide our leaders and those in authority over us, and keep our leadership in He who is God-fearing and God-conscious, and follows what pleases You, O Creator of the worlds. O Allah, we seek protection in Your pleasure from Your anger, and in Your safety from Your punishment, and in You from You, for indeed we can never praise You enough. You are as You have praised Yourself. O Allah, send blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his family, and all his companions.